to C3 Church Hepburn Heights. We believe Jesus Christ gives life to the full, and we are called to live it and share it. We pray you enjoy this message today.
Hello! Nice to see you all. Did you know that 2023 is around 94% complete? If my math is correct. Some of you, Andrew Jenkins, will be doing that in his head right now. That was a nice little kiss there, Duncan and Rach. This guy's just smooching in church. Just when I looked over that direction, I'm like, wow. Was that just saying, well done playing the piano, babe? Yeah, that was nice. That was nice. If there's not enough romance in your relationship, join the worship team. Were you actually worshipping Duncan, or were you just watching Rach play piano? He's like, oh, I love worship today. Praise. 94% complete. So what's 2023 been like for you? Maybe don't yell it out if it hasn't been great. Challenges, ups and downs. I want you to think about this year. And so think about hearing God's call. Have you gone hearing the call of God across this year? His voice, his leading, his direction. It can be really tricky leaning in to hear God's call in such a cluttered world. It's easier just to do life on autopilot or to follow just kind of what feels right. And so how have you gone really inclining your ear to hear his call? And there's one level of this. Hearing is one thing, then following his call, walking in obedience, is a whole nother dimension. How have you gone? Let's brighten things up with a photo of Bloss. Thanks, Aaron. And here's Blossy. So this is our little doggy who's just over a year, I guess. Right now, that's Bloss. She's going to feature in a little while. And so just stay tuned. Just in case you were going to leave, now you may stay. Let's pray together. And so today is a little bit of a recap as I've looked back upon messages that I've spoken across this year. And I wanted to be a little reflective as we, you know, started by just pondering our year and how have you gone hearing and then heeding the call of God across this year. And so here's a prayer from the very first message that I spoke in January this year. It's from Pete Gregg's incredible book called How to Hear God, book I really recommend. And so let's open our hearts together as we pray here. Lord, I am here before you now wholeheartedly. Speak as I seek your face. Give me ears to hear what you are saying and a greater willingness to wait. However much of me is here before you now half-heartedly, fuel the fire of my desire. Do whatever it takes to renew in me an all-consuming passion for your name. Lord Jesus, open my eyes to perceive you. Holy Spirit, soften my heart to receive you. Father God, grant me faith to believe that when I pray in this way, you hear and draw near with words of infinite love. Amen. Amen. So as part of this, looking back through what has God been saying to us as a church this year, and there have been many, many things, and here's a little taster again of three of those things. The most recent has been this call to greater freedom. This call to greater freedom. And this isn't, these things I'm talking about, they're not new. This is always the call coming from God to us, but there are specific times and specific moments where God is emphasizing certain things. And there has been an emphasis for us on a call to greater freedom. We've talked about spiritual formation, which is a process of being formed in the image of Christ for the sake of others. And it's this call into the freedom that Christ has purchased, for that freedom not to live in our minds, not to be a reality written in the Word, but an ever-growing reality in our lives, that the glory of God is transforming us and then flowing through us so that those around us would more and more see the love of Jesus in who we are and how we live. And so there is this call coming to us for greater freedom. There has been also a call for us into the place of prayer. And this is where we really began this year. A call into prayer and a fresh call into unity, into walking together, understanding how the body of Christ works and walking in unity. Let's look at Bloss again. So, just give us a wave if you have a dog. You have a dog. There's quite a few people. Who has a cat? Oh, Rob, that was an audible noise of disdain. Who has both? Nice. We just spread the love. We got so much love to give. We have both as well. And so if you have a dog and a dog who goes on a walk, and it's probably a good thing, I think, for dogs to go walkies, then, and so Bloss, when she hears walkies, she is just like incitement level for life just amplifies. Like, and you know the deal, right? Who's got a dog who's excited for walkies? And they're pumped. And so even when it comes to time where walkies may be happening, they're just acting a bit different, like they're anticipating. They're excited already. Walkies is about to happen. And then we have our understair cupboard where the troll lives. And I don't know, it's just what I thought, understairs? No, I don't know. And the dog lead. And then all this random stuff that you have to like dig through to find. This is the one place where you can shove things. And so we get the lead out, and then the story rewinds back to when she was really little and just like old enough to go on walkies. Okay, so she'd be so excited and then she'd run off, like just run off, and you couldn't catch her to put the harness and lead on for her to go for walkies. She's too excited to go on the thing that she's excited about. Now it's kind of defeats the purpose a little bit, but so then we'd go on walkies, and when you take dogs on walks when they are young, they're excited about everything. Everything smells like chocolate, even if it is similar color to chocolate. But like they just want to sniff every pole and everywhere other things have done things and walked and been. And so you're walking the dog on the lead, but they are not concerned about where you're going, because they are driven by their animal desires. The desires of the dog take precedence. And so you're walking, and then all of a sudden, there was something that smelt really good over in this direction. And so the dog, like, and so this one particular morning, I thought, this is cool. New prayer routine. So I have a routine of getting up early and spend time with the Lord in the morning. Now we had a dog. I'm like, I'm going to do it with the dog. This would be beautiful. I get to have my precious little animal here that I love, little Blossy, and get to pray. And it was the worst idea ever. Like, this thing is just all over the place, and you're walking, and then before you know it, like, she's walked through your legs with the lead, and you are falling over while just trying to, Lord, I'm praying for revival in Kingsley. And then I'm like, you stupid animal. Like, and like zigzagging, and so the deal is, Bloss was and still pretty much is, hopefully we've done a better job with our children than our dog. Let's see, in their mid-20s, that's when you really test. We love you guys. That sounds weird. I'm not hassling my kids. You guys are awesome. I love you wherever you are in the dark section. Bloss, driven by her desires. Oh, I just saw Ayla over there. In the light section, next to the couple kissing. That's awkward. Did you tell them to stop it? This is holy ground. This is good. Don't you love these year recaps? They can just go anywhere. So, Bloss. Come on, guys, focus. Seriously. Driven by her desires. Does it sound familiar? Driven by desires. So, you know, in one sense, every day we get to go on walkies with Jesus. So it makes more sense when we think like Jesus is, and in John 10, where we derive our purpose statement, there are three parables. Two of them talk about Jesus as good shepherd. And so the shepherd, and so we're talking a different form of raising sheep to what we have here with epic big paddocks where the sheep just roam and eat. And so what we see, and so Em and I got to see firsthand as we were in Israel earlier this year, as still farming done a similar way where the shepherd will have the sheep in a sheep pen overnight, somewhere safe and guarded, and then take the sheep out to look for pasture. And so the sheep go for walkies. And they go for walkies to find pasture and water and all the things that they need. And then they come back at night and in the safe enclosure. And so Jesus is our good shepherd. And this adventure of Christianity that we're called on is to go for a walk with Jesus every day. This is an adventure of following Jesus. That's what Christianity is following Jesus. And the challenge is, and what I want us just to think about for a moment is, how much are we drawn off by our desires? Like, it's a little challenging and a little humbling to, like, he's taking us on a walk and we're like, like, something smells good over here. And without considering maybe whether that's the direction that he wants us, like, I think this is a moment by moment instinct that we have rise within us to follow these earthly desires. Some of them good, some of them not so good. But maybe they've got nothing to do with the place where he's taking us. And so there is this reality where you and I, to be followers of Jesus, then we've got to relentlessly be inclining our ear and listening to his voice. Because every time Bloss would go off this, I'm like, Blossy! Now, he doesn't speak to us like that. He's perfect father, not like me. Bloss, come back. And you're like, you're yanking on the lead. And she's like you know how dogs, they will dig their paws into the soil so that as you're pulling them, they're whole, like they're exquisite at just leaning away from how you're pulling. So then they're just like dragging through. And so I wonder if there's a place where maybe you're doing that in life. And he's leading us, like the good shepherd leads you to pasture, refreshing waters, back into protection. But our human nature, our fleshly desires, and it feels, it's like when the dog gets that sniff, it doesn't stop to think, it just, oh, and straight like this, the sniffer is just on fire going, and sometimes there are things that can be like that for us. And we're just moment by moment into just open ourselves up afresh and go, God, where has that happened this year? And you've been leading me on walkies in a certain direction, and I've been trying to. And this could be something macro. Maybe it's career related, and we've been trying to escape a scenario where he's been trying to mature us. Or maybe we're staying somewhere where he's calling us to take a step of faith, and we just, And so we're sniffing in the wrong place. And he's graciously leading to a place where there is greater freedom, greater nourishment. And so there is this place of active lean in to hear. Let's have a look, John 10:4. His sheep follow him because they know his voice. John 10:27. My sheep listen to my voice. They listen for my voice. I know them and they follow me. And so we together today, Lord, say, would you help us live this in reality? It's a beautiful concept to follow you, Jesus. But as a moment by moment reality, we've got to admit that sometimes our desires, our instincts pull us in a direction which maybe we haven't even considered whether it's your way or not. Or maybe we know it's not, but it just, in a sense, smells so good. And so we just surrender ourselves again before you and say, would you help us to incline our ear in a cluttered and busy world that we truly would be people that would hear the voice of the Good Shepherd? Lord, where you would deepen trust in us, where we know that you are ultimately leading us to the places of greatest freedom, that you're leading us to the best pasture, the most refreshing waters. That's what you do because you are the Good Shepherd. And so help us trust you and not just our base instincts that can pull us all over the place. So God, do this in us for your glory. Thank you, Jesus. So he wants to lead us relentlessly. And so think about 2023. Have there been some places where you've been pulling on the lead, pulling in the wrong direction? And just let him highlight those things. And then we can make choices as we then position ourselves for next year. 2 Chronicles 7:14-15, some famous verses on prayer. And at our February All In, we spent a bit of time in and around here. 2 Chronicles 7:14-15, if my people, this invite, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves. Again, we've heard a lot about humbling ourselves today in communion, will humble themselves. And again, this is following the example of Jesus who is yet to come, but has always been, will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in that place. And so the call early this year for us as a church community was to look at our world and some of the inclinations that we see culturally, sociologically in our world. And what we see is our world is leaning more and more in an individualistic framework and a preference-driven framework. So we lean towards individualistic, preference-driven. So it's kind of, I want it my way on my terms. And this is a strong preference in our world, moving away from intense community and more isolation, etc. And so God understands the cultural movements in any time and every time. And so we have to think of the Father as the ultimate wise Father. And so a good father here on earth understands the context that their kids are going into and parents them appropriately. We're not parenting in the 1500s, we're parenting here and now. And so there is great principles in parenting, but it's nuanced according to what you live and the cultural emphasis of your time, etc. And so the father works the same way with his people. So it's not the same as the 1900s or the 1400s, but he is going to parent us in a way that is appropriate for now. And so because there is this pull towards individualism, then naturally there's going to be a work of God where he's wanting to pull us into tighter community. And so we've got to be aware that the culture of the world is pulling us in this direction, and it's going to be woven so deeply into us that it's not even going to be conscious. And so for us to unhinge from that, to actually then hear the call of the Good Shepherd, to actually sense where he could be taking us on that walk, on the lead. And he is going to be calling us into tighter connection with one another. And one of those elements is in prayer. And so there is a necessity for us to build a robust prayer life. As followers of Jesus, this is glorious communion with him. Prayer for most is not some glorious, just innate, wow, I have arrived as prayer guru. And I just so naturally commune with the Lord at all times. And before I do anything, I just live in this prayerful state. Like, that's not the reality for most humans. This is work and effort and a subduing of the flesh moment by moment and a learning to incline our ear and hear how he speaks to us and all of that nuance. And so we need to, yes, we need to absolutely grow our personal prayer space with the Lord. And so if that's an area, a weak spot for you, lean in. Make that an area of growth. Jump on our purpose circles. There are so many tools there for you. If you click on prayer, then there's that, a chat to someone, go on a journey, that space. But also, we need to grow our corporate prayer space. Not just learning to pray alone, but pray together. There are things that God will only say, speak, and do when it's in a corporate context. Because if he did it all in a solo context, he'd actually be amplifying this individualistic culture that is here in our world. And so we have to see the wisdom and maturity of God leading and guiding and how he is calling and moving and positioning and how he wants to position the body. And so, yes, we have this beautiful moments with God, just us and him. Probably don't do it while you're walking the dog. I found that ineffective. Back to my normal routine. But yes, he's calling us to a place of togetherness with prayer. And so we launched Wednesday Night Gather. And there have been some wonderful moments of communing with him. There have been some really challenging moments. If people have come and gone, I don't have strong corporate prayer muscles. I've never really exercised this. To be honest, I don't really like this type of environment. But maybe God is doing something in our culture. Maybe there's an importance here. And just because it's not my preference, maybe there's actually still really importance. And so then there's been layers and people growing their corporate prayer muscles and prayers released that shape things and call for his kingdom to come here on earth, his will to be done here on earth as we gather together. And so thank you to everyone who's lent in. And ultimately, the last thing I am wanting to do is build a prayer meeting culture. I want to build a prayer culture where we are known as the people of prayer, where this is natural for us because we've done the hard work of communing in the solo and the corporate and just relentlessly letting our flesh be just pushed to the side and following our base desires are pushed away, and we're letting his desires rise within us because he desires for his people to be together strong in prayer. It's his heart for you. There's freedom in that place. And he's calling us into that freedom. And so maybe you go, yeah, I don't know if I've engaged with it as well this year as maybe I should have, now hearing it put like this. Then the good news is 2023 is 94% complete, but 2024 is 0% done. It's a fresh canvas for us to now in December make choices about what next year is going to look like. About God, I have these feelings, I have these impulses, but I surrender them all before you. And maybe you see ourselves like pulling on that lead, following those desires that rise, and God, I surrender them. I present myself as a living sacrifice. Through your work, may I be holy and blameless before you. God, take my life and lead me. Lead me. That's gone a bit croaky.
Yeah.
You know what I wanted to do was, I don't know if it looks good to skin. Ben, you have a drink. You, please, be blessed, have a drink. Have actually got water on my keyboard now. Just going to lovingly wipe the keyboard. This is how I pat Bloss, just like lovingly. Hey, Blossy. We were. It's all right. Hell isn't nervous about your knowledge, your title, or your talent, but it trembles, it moves out of the way, and it must obey blood bought believers on their knees in prayer. Shape us into a people of prayer. And I want to tell you, I'm on a journey of becoming the person of prayer that God wants me to be. And so are you. And so let's just walk the journey together. So I want to see each and every one of us as we come to the end of 2024, we're like, man, I have this fresh intimacy with Christ in prayer. I understand something of the power that is behind it when I pray. Now, more at the end of 2024 than I did at the start. And it's because I made a decision at the end of 2023 about what the next year was going to look like. And so let's together make decisions like that. Man, that is profound and powerful. And so let's do that. Let's do that together. Sorry, I do get excited when I talk about prayer. Maybe it's important. Just maybe. Can I also say we've got one Wednesday night gather left for this year, Wednesday night, 7 till 8. And just at our prayer meeting, just Wednesday night, just gone, there was a resonance just around what to focus on next week. And so Wednesday coming, we're going to spend a time. And so we have three prayer postures. And so there is partly a training component for us in how we pray. And so three prayer postures. The first one is surrender. And so us living in active surrender is really what it is to be sinners who need a Savior every moment of every day. And so for us to learn what that posture is and then act in it, so that's our first prayer posture. It's a posture of true worship is surrender. And so then we have our second posture is contending, where we stand and we call for God's purposes to be alive here on earth, for the contention that this fight, the enemy taking a hold of freedom, that freedom and victory that Christ has purchased to push back that work and to see his kingdom come. So that's our contending. And so in our contending time this week, we're really going to pray for prodigals. And we all know people. Sorry, excuse my voice. We all know people who once followed Christ but no longer do. And we're going to stand together in our contending section and we're going to believe God and pray together, stand together, believing him for prodigals to come home. And so be it your own kids or grandkids or family members or friends, etc., we're going to stand together. Really quickly, let me just read some scriptures here, which won't come up on the screen. I just want you to, maybe even just, do you want to sit and just close your eyes, just where you are? Unless you're sleepy, then just keep them open. But okay, I want you to let the word of God, and so we're changing tact here. And just as we finish and pull this together, Romans 12, don't think of yourselves more highly than you ought. Just as each of us have one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to the others. Love must be sincere. Man, work your love in us, Lord. Be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Live in harmony with each other. Do not be proud. Do not be conceited. Now from Ephesians 4, live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient, bearing with one another in love. There is one body, one spirit, just as you are called to one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all. From him, the whole body, joined and held together by each supporting ligament, grows and builds itself in love as each part does its work. Put off your old self to be made new in the attitude of your minds, and put on the new self created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness. Don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. You can open your eyes. There was a strong encouragement through the middle of the year for us to be what builds, to let a work of God continue in us so that we would build each other up, so that when we look into each other's eyes, there is this spurring each other on towards love and good deeds, that we can see something of the goodness of God continually forming this person we're looking at, where they are open, being transformed by him, and they can see the same in us. And we were like, man, let us live our lives for the glory of God. And then when we stumble, and when everything seems to turn upside down, and where we've pulled on the lead and we've almost like ripped the collar off and just run off, that we could then have our friends come with us and say, come on, the good shepherd loves you. He's right here. Come on, let's follow him together. And where there is this togetherness that truly, again, stands against the vitriol that we hear in our world. And where it is so easy to lead with a harsh comment, to type it with our fingers, to get caught in what is the exact opposite of building, but tearing down. But we would choose to be a people united together. So for the glory of God, we will build. When I don't feel like loving, God, do a work in me so that I can love like you call me to be. Not just love with my human best, because that falls so short. But God, that you would do a work of love in me that others would see, and that we would again walk this journey together. And so can I encourage us, and myself included, young Bloss going for a walk was driven by her desires, was undisciplined. But she needs to know, like this little dog needs to know, the safest place for her is inside of my care. She needs to know that when she's walking down the path, that I'm actually leading her not just on the path, but we're going to the park. Don't just stop sniffing the stupid post because it smelt good on the way while you're still on the short little leash. But know that we're going to the park where there's a million things to smell. And you get to take the lead off. And now within appropriate boundaries, you can run free. And so you and I have got to know the heart of our God. And it's like every day something in us wants to say that we know better. I want to sniff what I want to sniff. So it's a really bad analogy. I just want to follow my desires. That's a little better. And we've got to know our good shepherd is leading us. Don't just settle for the path when he's taking us to the park. The problem is when you're on the path, you can't see the park yet. So Bloss has got to trust that the thing that's calling for my attention right here is not as good as the thing that he's taking me to. And he's not leading you down a bum path to a nowhere dead end. The heart of our Savior is, he gave everything that we could live in his freedom. And I don't know how much of his freedom I currently live in. Maybe it's 1%, maybe it's 80%. It's definitely not 80%. I don't know what percentage you are, but there is more, there is greater. This journey is more glorious. And it's more glorious because it's more challenging. And it'll test us right to the edge. And man, it's harder than we ever imagined. And in our strength, then we start to question everything. But that's exactly designed. So then we fall again on his strength. Picks us up. Can you stand to your feet? So God, I want to lay before you every moment this year where I've followed my own desires in even such minute ways, and where I haven't even questioned, is this the best place where you're leading me? Where I've made quick decisions and haven't even inclined my ear to hear your voice of leadership and guidance. God, I repent where I've thought that I know better. So I lay it all before you, God. God, at times I'm like a little puppy just trying to figure it out, following the smells and the exciting things that grab my attention. But Lord, I thank you that you know our human condition. And Lord, we stand here in this room all the same. Some a little further on the journey, some a little newer. But none of us follow you to perfection. God, none of us love you with our whole heart every moment. None of us love our neighbor as ourself every moment. God, we fall short. And so I thank you that as we're here together, none of it is based upon our best efforts. It's based upon your perfect efforts, Jesus. And so as 2023 draws to a close, we surrender it all to you. God, every time where we lived in such beautiful, active obedience and worship, but God, every time where we fell short, we present it all to you. We thank you that you forgive. And God, you continue to call us onwards. And so we're not going to live in some place where we're immobilized because we think we can't do it good enough, because we don't get it right enough. That's not your heart. God, we're going to live in a place of quick repentance and active followership again, looking to you. Say, where do you want to lead us, God? Where are you guiding me into greater freedom? What is the park you're calling me to follow you to? What does this journey look like with you? Lord, I want to hear. And so we say as a church community, God, we want to hear your voice with fresh capacity. Lord, lead us across every level of church life here, every level in our family life, in our career life. God, every desire that lives in our heart, we ask that you would purify each and every one, Lord, and those that are your desires you've placed there, God, pour fire on them for your glory, that we're motivated in all the right ways for the things you're calling us to. God, all the desires that live in our hearts that are not from you, but are tied to the old, tied to the flesh, God, would your victory come? And again, would there be a stamping under your feet, oh God, as we put off the old self, that we would put on the new. And so God, for every person here, Lord, I thank you for your infinite love. God, a love that goes beyond human understanding. And I thank you, Lord, that we would simply live in response to your beautiful, perfect, unending love. We love you, Jesus, our good shepherd. Amen. Amen. Awesome. God bless you, church.
Thanks so much for joining us here on our podcast. We encourage you to let this word further help you live and share the life to the full that Jesus gives. If you want to check out more about our upcoming events, service times, locations, or to give online, go to c3hh.com.au.